Today's daf is daf Mem Daled. We're in the Mishnah and Gimel Amabez. To learn today's daf, Lezicher Nishmas, my grandfather, David Meir, Ben Rav Shmuel, who's your ties today. And to learn today's daf, Lezicher Nishmas, my uncle, Shmuel Aaron, Ben Rivka, who was Nifter yesterday. Okay. Fine. So we're on the Mishnah. Arba Achin, Nisuin Arba Nashim. You had four brothers who were married to four women. Not four sisters, four brothers married to four women. Umesu, and all four die. Okay, im ratza hagadol shebehem. So obviously there has to be another brother; can't just be the only four. If then the Gemara will talk about that. Im ratza hagadol shebehem liyavin is kulon. If the eldest or the one who the mitzvah of yibum is incumbent upon decides, he can do yibum to all four, and he can take in four new wives. Right? Harishus biyado. He's permitted to do so. Why he would want to do that? Gemara will talk about. Right?
Me,
shehayu nasoi. So a guy's married to two women, umes, and he dies. And now his two wives fall to the brother for yibum. So, biyasa o chalitza, so shall achas mehen poteres arasa. You only have to do yibum or chalitza with one. So you do yibum or chalitza with woman A, then woman B is already muteres to l'shuk. You don't do yibum or chalitza, or either of them, to both. Tomorrow we'll discuss that as well. Now, you have these two women who are available. Haisa achas kasher ve'achas psula. One is kasher, one's pasul lekahuna. Meaning, one of them, Rashi says, haisa achas kasher lekahuna ve'achas psula kagon shenizgarsha me'ish acher. One of them is already a divorcee. This was her second husband that died. So now you're going to go ahead and you want to do chalitza. Im hayacholetz. So you want to do chalitza. So chalitza makes no difference who you do chalitza to, because chalitza makes no difference who you want to do chalitza to, because you're not going to be married to them. So you might as well be chalitza to women who's already pasul lekahuna. Because if you do the chalitza to the woman who at this current time is muteris lekahuna, you get a pasul to kahuna. Why should you do that? Just keep the psul onto one woman, right? Haisa achas kasher ve'achas psula im hayacholitz cholitz la psula im hayimiyabim. But if you're going to do yibum, then you have a choice. Then miyabim lekashera. You can do yibum to the kashera one, because that means that I guess that's your choice of who you want to be with. Okay. So Gemara asks, Arba achin salka daitach. It says four brothers are married to four women. Can it only be four brothers? Can't be all four brothers. And how do you have somebody doing yibum afterwards? Ela ema arba me achin. Four of the brothers. I mean, there is obviously another brother. We read that in the Mishnah, but that's what Gemara says.
It would be anything.
Right. Gemara said that if the gadol shebehen wanted to yibum to all four, harishus biyado. B'shavkile, and the Beis Din allows him to do yibum to all four women. Rashi points out, b'shavkinanle bitmia ubamei yifarnas kulan. How can you support him? Fair enough, you have to support one. Well, nowadays you don't have to support anything. The following will support, but still, you're supposed to support your wife. How you can support four? Right? How you can support four? The Hatanya, we have a bracelet that says, the pasuk says in discussing the mitzvah of yibum, the karlo zikne iru. So the zikne iru call to the yavam. Hain, the Bryce says, they call him, the velo shlucha, not the shlucha Beis Din, the dibru elav, and they speak to him. Melamed, it teaches us, shemasiin lo, eitz hogenus lo. They give him advice. They give him some marital advice. Sheim hayahu yeled, if he's a young guy, if he's a kena, and she's an older woman, or who's a kena, he's old, the he yalda, and she's a young woman. Omrim lo, we say to him, the Beis Din says to them, if he's a zaken, malach eitzel yalda, what do you have to do with this young girl? Right? Or if he's a young guy, malacha etzel zakena. What do you have to do with this older woman? Klach etzel shekamoscha. It's not going to be good shidduch. Go find somebody your own age bracket. You can't marry somebody not in your age bracket. Ve'al tosim tutat beveischa. And don't bring disharmony into your yes, as a mitzvah of yibum. But the chachamim will interject and say, also do chalitza. Don't do yibum if it's not going to be appropriate. So too here. Don't do yibum with four women. It's not going to be appropriate. You're not going to have enough money to support them. The Gemara answers, this is a case where Lo Tzricha de Efshale. He's a wealthy guy. So he's a wealthy guy. He's more. Even though I guess bigamy or polygamy was permitted, it's not necessarily something that was as rampant as frequent as we think. Outside of like nobility and kings who had a lot of money, they had more money, more wives. But most people did not. So the Gemara says, okay, if we're dealing with somebody who's wealthy, so why are you limiting it to four? Right? Afilu tuvanami. So if there's 20 women, let him marry all 20. Let him do. What's the number of four? What's the limitation of four? So the Gemara says, Eitz Tov Kamashmalan. The Mishnah is giving us a good advice. Arba in tve lo, four he should do, tve not more than four. Ki heichi dinim taya ona b'chodesh. So he can get to each woman and have relations with each woman once a month, because they're assuming that the Ona, that the obligation on a man is to have bia once a week with his wives. And this way, if there's four, each woman can have it once a month. Which is that Rashi points out that the ona of once a week on Friday night is only by Talmud Chacham. Who says this guy's a Talmud Chacham? There are other that give the other people have their ona is more frequent. So the Gemara on the answer that because well this is different because this is not somebody who he chose to be with. This is Rami Ala Mishmaya, even though he did choose them because he could have just done one, not all of them. But still, that's the paradigm that they're using once a week. And if he has bia once a week, he can end up having bia with his wives once a month. Okay. The Mishnah then said, Misha Haya Nasoi, someone was married to two women and he died. So then the bia or the chalitza of one patras the tzara, patras the other woman. So the Gemara says, why? Right now, we accepted this as a given. Right now, the Gemara is actually going to learn what the source is. Why do we say that doing Yibum Chalitza with one woman patras the tzara? Let her do Yibum with both. So Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Krah, the pasuk says, Asher lo yivne es beis achiv. Talking about beis achiv, beis echad hu bone. The yavim can only be mekayim, only can build one house. The eno bone shnei batim, and he's not miyavim both. He can't build two houses. He only has the option of one, because beis is written in the singular, as opposed to written batim. Beis is written in the singular. Comes to teach us that you only could do one. All right, Rashi says in this. No, it's the next Rashi.
Case after case. That's what I said.
We had case after case after case after case because we took this as a given. But here's the source. We never learned the source. Now we'll learn the source. I understand. But we never learned a textual source for that. That's a makor that you can do multiple. That you only do it once. You only do Yibum once. Let him, if he wants to do chalitza to both. You just said, Shalom Yiv Nebayis, which is talking about Yivim. Okay, so I learned that you don't do Yivim to both. Why can't you do chalitza to both? So Gemara says, Amar Mazucha Bartovia, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Base Chalutza Nahal. When he does chalitza, he's called Base Chalutza Nahal. Again, base is written in the singular. Bais Echad Hu Cholitz. You only can do chalitza to one house, right? Ve'en Chol Shnei Batim, not to two. Therefore, you have a limud that Yibim only to one, chalitza only to one. So Gemara says, okay, fine. So mix and match. V'niyabim lechada, v'niklos lechada. You only learn that you can't do Yibim to both. And you only learn that you can't do chalitza to both. Do Yibim to one, do chalitza to the other. Or chalitza to one and yibum to the other. So why don't you do it like that? So the Gemara says, no. Amakra, the pasuk says, continuing in that parsha, it says, im lo yachvots v'chaltza. It teaches us basically, im lo yachvots, basically teaches that when can you do chalitza is only if you don't want to do yibum. Hachafetz, but if you want to do yibum, then yiyabim, then he can do yibum. So only, if he wants to do yibum, he can do it. And kol ha'ole l'yivum, whoever, we have a rule, whoever can be ole l'yivum, ole l'chalitza. If you can do yivum, you can do chalitza. V'kol she'ein ole l'yivum, and if you can't do yivum, then ain't ole l'chalitza. You can't do chalitza. So what's the case now? You said, let's do yivum, then do chalitza. And the rule is, in order to do chalitza, you have to be roy to do yivum. So, what happens? Comes to woman one, and he does yivum. Right? He does Yibum. So he says, do Chalitza to the next person. Can't do Chalitza to the next person. Because once I did Yibum to the first one, I already come under the rubric of Lo Yivne Bayis Echad. So I can't do Yibum to the second one. If I can't do Yibum to the second one, I can't do Chalitza to the second one. So that's why if you can't have Yibum, you can't do Chalitza. Right? He says, Kol She'en Yibum, Ein Olu Chalitza. So the Gemara says, V'od, and another reason why that you can't do Chalitza after Yibum, She'lo Yomru Bayis Miksasu Banoi U Miksasu Chalitz. We don't want to say, oh, this guy's house got split. Part of it was Yibum, part of it was Chalitza. The Gemara says, V'yomer, what's the big deal? So they'll say, you're going to do it anyway, you're going to do part of the house was Yibum and part of the house was nothing. So let them say that. So the Gemara says, right, if he does Yibum to the first wife, and then the Hadar Chalitz, and then the Chalitza to the second wife, Hachanami, that is no problem. Ela, there's a Chshash, Dilma Chalitz, maybe he does Chalitza, the Hadar Miyabim. And then he does Yivum, become Levelo Yivne. And then he's going to have a problem of Lo Yivne.
Why?
Because.
Chalitza, he's done with it. Why would that be Yivum? The two houses.
If he does Chalitza first and then he does the Yivum.
So he's done with it. If he did Chalitza, he's done with it.
That's. We're trying to prove that he's done with. That's the whole thing we're trying to prove.
You know the punchline already.
You know the punchline. You're jumping the gun.
The Gemara put us all the way back here when we had 40.
That's a different question. Why you put that? That doesn't take away the fact that it's still the source. So he says, Hachanami, there's no Ella, the Kshas is, if he does Chalitza first to one of them, and then he does Yivna to the second one, Kamle below Yivna. Then I'll have a problem of Lo Yivna because he already did Chalitza to the first one.
Okay. What's the matter? If we can't marry his brother's wife,
that's and then we have a derabbanan of that chalutza is like a grusha.
Therefore, now why can't you do even on the other one?
Because as a pasuk says, lo yivne, you only could build one house, not two houses.
He didn't build one house.
Chalitza equals yivum. He's only allowed to deal with one house.
He's building a house.
He's only allowed to deal with one house. We say kol olu yivum olu chalitza, kol olu chalitza olu yivum. So once he did chalitza, right? Once he did chalitza, then he has a problem with lo yivne because he took care of it.
Why did he bring that pasuk? Because that's not chalitza is not built considered building a house, is it?
It's dealing with the house, right? So the Ema, so the Gemara says, "Ki ikachada tiskaya mitzvah zibum." Now you're going to be bothered with this one. So the Gemara says, "Why don't you say now?" It talks about bias. So maybe what bias means to teach us is that you only do the mitzvah of yibum chalitza only applies if there's one wife. But if there are two wives, there is no yibum chalitza. I forget the entire beginning of the Masechta. You don't have the problem of two wives. It would be much easier for you. The ema ki ikachadoi, right? There's only one yivama tiskayim mitzvah yivum. Then you'll have the mitzvah of yivum. Ki katarti, when you have two, right? Lo tiskayim mitzvah yivum. There wouldn't be a problem of yivum. They would be able to go right away. And we'll learn the pasuk, right? The pasuk of bias echad hubone would mean that not that he chooses one, and he only does it if there is one bias, right? That's when there's one house, but not when there are two houses. The Gemara says, wait a second. Im kain, if you're going to tell me that when there are two yivamos. When there are two yivamos, there would be no din of yibum. So tsaras erva the asar rachman alamali. Why do I need to go through that whole limud that we're trying to figure out that the co-wife is patura from yibum, right? The tsara of the erva, right? If one of the wives is an erva to the yavam, and we said that the tsara, the co-wife, is patura also from yibum chalitza. What do you need that for? You already know that. According to what you're saying, the mitzvah of yibum chalitza doesn't even apply because there would be two wives. So the Gemara says, the Gemara continues the question. Hashem shnayim ba'alma amar to lav b'nei chalitza yibum lav b'nei chalitza yibum ninu tzaras erva mibayi. If just some regular two women, you don't have the din of yibum chalitza. Why do you need a din for by the tzara? It's two women. Two women has no yibum. So Gemara says, no. You could still have this havamina that yibum chalitza would only apply if there's one wife, not two wives, and still need the din of pottering the tzaras erva. You would have had the havmina and would have thought erva abarai kaima. The erva is outside, meaning that if an erva and a non erva fall to yivum, we view the erva as not even being there, and therefore you would have to do yivum to the tzara not being there. Kamash malan that the erva is there, the erva patters, and therefore the tzara is also petura. Right? Sakadai dechamina erva abarai kaima vitisyayim tzarasa. Kamash malan the asira. Kamash malan that she is asura, and therefore goes back to our question. It goes back to the question. We could learn the pasuk of lo yivne of asher lo yivne bias. Right? That's the word. Asher lo yivne bias. Bias echad hubona would only be if there's one woman and not if there's two. So the Gemara says, Ella, no, you can't do that because there's another gzeiros hakasav, another drasha. It says yivimto, yivimto. Right? The pasuk says in lo yachmos ishakachas yivimto, but also yivimto hashara el hazakenim riba. The double yivama is written twice. Therefore, it implies even if there are multiple wives, you still have the din of yivim chalitza. Just you can only do yivim chalitza to one, not to two. Okay. So the Mishnah that mentioned, right, that Haisa Achas Kashera, you have two women that fall to a man to Yivam Chalitza. One woman's already pre-divorced from her previous husband, so she's already psulut kahuna. And this guy, the Yavam, is going to do Chalitza. Let him do Chalitza to the one who's already Asura to the Kohanim. Because why? Amar of Yosef, Kan Shana Rebbe, here Rebbe learned, Lo Yishbach Adam may borrow Vachem Shvichmelo. Don't spill out your water when somebody else needs it. So to me, Zenen of Ozal Chaser. Why are you going to ask for another woman to a Kohen? Hard enough for Kohanim to get married to find a wife. Don't pass on another one. You're doing chalitza anyway. You're not going to live with him. So just do chalitza to the woman who's already passed the kahuna, and therefore the other woman can now be free to marry a Kohen.
Is that how
we
pass
on?
You should do that.
I don't
know
what.
Maybe
Stam Mishnah, maybe. Yeah. Okay. Next Mishnah. Hamachzik Rushaso. So you remarry your divorced wife. Rashi points out this is Ach Misha Nises. She already was married to somebody else. You divorced, she got married, now she's divorced, so she's not mother, and now you remarry her. That's a problem. That's a law. You're not allowed to do that. Right? So, lo yuchal bala harishon shashuchal shul kacha. So, it's a law over there. Vahanose chalutzaso. And someone who marries his chalutza, which means, it's because it says lo yivne, which we learned that also, that kevin shalobano shalov yivne. Once you do chalitza, you can't marry that woman. The din, it's not a din of Eishes Ach anymore, it's a machlokes, whether Eishes Ach applies to the otherwise, to the other brothers. But for this person, he did chalitza. It's just shuvlo yivne. You can't go back. It's another laugh. Vehanose krov es chalutza. And someone who marries the relative of his chalutza, which we learned before in the previous mishnah, you're not allowed to do because we said the chalutza is viewed like a grusha. So yotzi, you have to divorce. Vehavlad mamzer. And the vlad from this union would be a mamzer. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, the vlad's a mamzer. Why? Because he holds that there's a mamzer from chayav lavin. It's very chamor. Even if the relationship is only usher with the lav, Rabbi Akiva says the offspring is a mamzer. So no one's asking right away. The question right away is though.
Hello, right?
No, say krovas chalutzaso is a din the rabbanon. So that's not even a lav. What's Rabbi Akiva saying that there? Rabbi Akiva saying there that there's a mamzer there. It's not even a lav. We said the chalutza is similar to the grusha. It's a din the rabbanon. Okay, so the Gemara will talk about it.
If a Kohen marries a Grusha, is that also a Lav? Why isn't that also a...
If a Kohen marries a Grusha...
Maybe it's according to Rabbi Akiva.
But what's the case over here?
Rabbi Akiva, a general case. Why is that considered...
If you'd be a Mamzer, if it's a Lav. According to Rabbi Akiva, sure.
It's a Chol and a Mamzer.
Well, yeah, it would be worse. It's worse than that.
I'm saying, but it's also a Mamzer, not just a Chol.
Well, you don't even get to the Chol part. It's a Mamzer. Can't be Masharis as a Mamzer. You don't even get there. But ain't a Chanami. If you violate a Lav... If the relationship is a lav, according to Rabbi Akiva,
right.
It is a mamzer.
We say chaval, he would say
because we don't hold like Rabbi Akiva. You don't hold like Rabbi Akiva. Chachamim argue, Chachamim omrim ain't a vlad mamzer. The vlad is not a mamzer because we don't create mamzerim for the offspring of the chiyuvei lav. But umodim, but they admit, they agree, binose kirovas grushaso. If someone marries the relative of his grusha, like his mother or her mother or her sister or her daughter, should have vlad mamzer, because we view the grusha as his wife, even post-divorce, and if he has bia with the krovim, that's a violation of, that's chi of karis. That's a chi of karis, and they agree that there's a mamzer from chiyuvei karis. We're going to see later on, there's a sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, although that matli is even less chamor, that you only can create a mamzer if there's a chi of misa. Misa's based in, not a chi of, even a chi of karis doesn't create a mamzer. So the Gemara says, v'savar Rabbi Akiva hanose kerovas chalutzaso havlad mamzer. Can Rabbi Akiva really hold that if you marry the relative of your chalutza, the vlad's a mamzer? Didn't we just say on daf mem aleph, Khan Shana Rebbe Achos Gerusha Midivrei Torah, the sister of your Gerusha is Asr Midin Deraisa, but Achos Chalutza, the sister of your Chalutza is only Asr Midivrei Sofrim. So even, okay, Rabbi Akiva is pretty stringent and says that even Chayei Lav creates a Mamzer. He can't hold a Din Derabana creates a Mamzer. So the Gemara says, okay, right, you're right, Inachanani. Tani, Krovas Grushaso. Change the Girsa. It's not Hanose Krovas Chalutzaso. It's Hanose Krovas Grusha, which was also the Raisa and creates a Mamzer. And then comes the Chachamim, Machinai Mistabra, that the Chachamim agree. The Katani Seifo Umodi Benose Krovas Grushaso. The Chachamim agree with this case. What the Gemara is going to try to say is that the Chachamim come out, Rabbi Akiva has three cases, and the Chachamim come out and say for this fourth case, which Rabbi Akiva didn't mention, we're Modi. So the Gemara says, what are you talking, bring up this fourth case? That's not Rabbi Akiva. Never even talking about that. So Gemara says, no, Rabbi Akiva is talking about that case because he changes Hanose Krovas Chalutzaso to Krovas Grushaso, and in that case, the Chachamim agree because that case is different than the other two cases. The other two cases were Chayuve Lavin, but this is a Chayav Karis.
What's the chiddush
on that? Because they agree because that Chachinam Mistaber the Katani Seifa Umodim the Chachamim agree Benose Krovas Grushaso Shehav Vlad Mamzer. So Iyamart Bishlama Ayriba. If you say Rabbi Akiva is dealing with that case of he spoke about Krovas Grushaso. So come to Mishnah to explain of the three cases the Chachamim agree in this third case. El Iyamart Lo Ayri. But if you tell me that Rabbi Akiva did not deal with this case, right? My Umodim. What does it mean Umodim? Right? Rabbi Akiva doesn't even talk. Who are they agreeing to? The Chachamim wasn't even talking about it. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? What Yossi said, wait. Maybe you are talking about that. Rabbi Akiva mentioned one category of cases, and the Chachamim say, I don't agree with you in that category, but I'll agree with you in a different category. The Dilma Hakamashmalan, the Yesh Mamzer Mechayavi Krisos. Right? Rabbi Akiva said there's a Mamzer Mechayavi Lovim, and the Chachamim disagree and say, I know, I'll agree with you. There's a Mamzer. I'll agree with you that when do we create a Mamzer? Mechayavi Krisos. So the Gemara says, can't be. Can't be that. Because Ha Kotani Law. We already learned that. We're going to learn that in the Mishnah in 5 days' time. Right? Ha Kotani Law, and Daf Mem Tes, Likaman, Ezehu Mamzer. What relationship creates a Mamzer? Kol she'er basar shehu below yavo. Any krova, any relationship that has a lav, a lo yavo, tivra b'kiva. Rabbi Shimon HaTimni, I don't know why it's Rabbi Shimon HaTimni, usually it's just Shimon HaTimni. No, Rabbi Shimon HaTimni Omer, kol shechayavin alav karish b'nei shemayim. Only if the relationship is creates a kli of karis, that's the vlad mamzer. V'halacha kedvarav, and the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon HaTimni, which means that we already know there's a machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva. So why does our Mishnah have to again create that? Must be that the Mishnah was not talking about Krovas Chalutzaso. It was talking about Krovas Grushaso, and the Chachamim come and agree. When they come to agree with the same question, they disagree in that Mishnah, they agree in this Mishnah. I don't know.
So what is he saying? So point to that. Point to this now. What is Rabbi Akiva saying? What's the Chiddush of the...
He's saying the mountain.
Rabbi Akiva is saying that if you have a...
They agree.
If you have a Kari's case. Rabbi Akiva was just listing cases. According to this, Rabbi Akiva is...
What cases now? It's not Chalutzaso.
No, it's only not in Krovas Chalutzaso. It's Machshe Grushaso, Nose Chalutzaso, and Nose Krovas Grushaso. Just change in the third case. Just change the third case. You still have a Machshe Grushaso, which is a lav. You still have Nose Chalutzaso, which is a lav. Mm-hmm. And instead of Nose Krovas Chalutzaso, which would be a Dindra Rabbana, you have Nose Krovas Grushaso, which is a Karis. So that's what the Chachamim would agree. So the Gemara says, okay, what you're telling me that you were not going to mention the Machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim in this Mishnah, because we may mention in the previous, in the next Mishnah, maybe we want to mention it here also, because here's a Stam Mishnah. The Dilma Kasas Matanik Rav Shimon HaTimni. We had this Mishnah to make it a Stam Mishnah. And the Lach is like Stam Mishnah. Tosos jumps. What about yesterday, 2 days ago? If it's a Stam, the Achach Machlokas, it's not halacha, it's not like it. So what's the point of making this a Stam Mishnah now if I have a machlokas later? A Stam Mishnah before a machlokas makes no difference. So Tosfos says, you're in a Chanami. What you're doing here now is you're saying that you're making a Stam Mishnah here. Stam Mishnah makes it like the Chachamim, and then it becomes a Rabim. So it becomes a Rabim. Not the Stam Mishnah doesn't create that it's a Stam Mishnah, look like a Stam Mishnah. The Stam Mishnah here now creates a multiple voices having the same shita that were passing against Rabbi Akiva, right?
Explain how.
In the later Mishnah. That's a major machlokas. That's a major machlokas Rishonim. It's a machlokas Rishonim. Well, everyone, all Rishonim agree that that rule applies in the same Masechta. So machlokas whether it applies elsewhere in Shas. Meaning, if I have a Stav Mishnah in Brachos and a machlokas in Erechin, do you say the rules of Stam V'Achar? That's a machlokas. But if I have a Stav Mishnah in Yevamos on Daf Mem Dalet. So you normally the halacha would be like a Stam Mishnah, but I have another Mishnah which brings the same issue and has a machlokas on Daf Mem Tes. So there's no that Stam Mishnah loses its weight.
Yeah, but who said that the Mem Tes discussion took place after?
Because the Chacham, everyone agrees that the Mishnayos in one Masechta were written in order. It's coded. Rebbe codified the Mishnayos in a Masechta in order.
It was a Brisa. I mean, the Brisa was a Brisa.
That's a different thing. That's a Mishnah and a Brisa. Right. We're talking about two Mishnayos now.
That was that discussion about Mishnah and a Brisa.
That was a different discussion. But yes. But here we're talking about two Mishnayos. So everyone agrees that if you have a Stam, the Lach is like Stam. If you have a Stam followed by a Machlokas, do you still pass him like the Stam? So we brought down that no, you don't. There happens to be a machlokas Rishonim. Does that rule that no, you don't apply if the Stam Mishnah is in a different Masechta? Because who knows what the orders of the Masechtos are? Because the halacha also is these are klal yapsak. These are klal yapsak that are brought down. So the Gemara seems to be saying now, okay. So
aren't these Mishnahs again in the front? Because it's talking about before anything, they're talking about the law. If it's correct that what you just said that he was misaligned because the Mishnahs in order.
Right.
This Mishnah should have been on that base.
In your order, he must have to figure out what the reason for his order was.
He's doing it topically.
We're talking about, because here we're talking about someone who did chalitza. So chalitza yivamto. So all these cases were chalitza.
Topical. I don't think they actually said that thing a year later than they did.
The Gemara disagrees with you. The Klal Yapsak disagree with you, and they say that the orders of the Mishnayos are written in specific order. Okay.
By all means.
Scream it from the rooftops.
It makes no sense.
To you.
You tell me that whatever took place later, The discussion took place later on in the
you're going like this because it's 20 blah, 40 blah later. The Mishnah is one Mishnah later. Yes, it's the next Mishnah.
You're making a big mistake between two different things.
You're not, there was no discussion in the Gemara about it. It's just Rebbe came and made was Masada the Mishnayos. And he was Masada them in a certain order.
He didn't say that discussion took place a year later. He put it that.
But we're only talking about Rebbe. How is Rebbe Masada? Rebbe has some authority to Paskin.
Yes.
So Rebbe put the Mishnayos in order. And in one Masada, A, B, C, D, E, F, G is Dafka.
Right, okay.
Rebbe was silent.
The discussion took place after B.
What discussion? Where he put it? There is no discussion. The discussion is in the Gemara. This is the Mishnayos. The placement in the Mishnayos. Still screaming from the rooftops.
No.
Just when it was set down. If Rebbe makes a Stam Mishnah, that means Rebbe wanted to tell you that we pass him like a Stam Mishnah. But if he made a Stam Mishnah, and then he made that had the same topic with a Machlokas afterwards, he clearly didn't want you to pass him like that Stam, because then why would he bring a Machlokas afterwards? Okay. So the Gemara then says, Im Kain, if the whole point is now to tell us that we have a Stam Mishnah like Shimon, HaTimni, Im Kain, listen a Shar Chayav Krisos. Why are you listening to this case? There are millions of other, there are tens of other cases you can list. Krovus Grushus Lamali, Alashma Mina Ariva, must mean that Rabbi Kiva was dealing with the case. If Rabbi Kiva was dealing with the case, so then you have to be Gorish Krovas Grushasa, Goris Krovus Grushasa, not Krovus Chalutasa. So Moshe says, no, deal Molu Olam Loari, but maybe he was never dealing with the case of Krovas Grushasa. And Aidi Ditana, Machse Grushasa, Venose Chalutasa, Vikrovas Chalutasa, Taninama Krovas Grushasa. Maybe because he mentioned, I think this was your question originally, it just mentioned Machse Grusha, and then Nose Chalutasa, and Krovas Chalutasa, so Taninama, they also mentioned Krovas Grushasa. They mentioned the safe of Krovas Grushasa. We mentioned Krovas Grushasa, but Ella Krovas Chalutasa, but Rabbi Kiva would agree that the Krova of the Chalutasa is Asa Min HaTorah. So Gemara says, how can that be? El Krovas Chalutasa, Rabbi Kiva, Havi Mamzer. How can that be? It's only the Dinder Rabbanan. So Rabbi Kiva says, that's the Dinder Raisa. I'm Rabbi Kiva, Bar Abba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Haidu Tamid Rabbi Kiva, Damar Kra, Beis Chalutasa Nahal, Akosav Karao Beiso. The Chalutasa is called Yubayas, meaning it has the same deal as Yubayas, like a Grusha, and therefore it's an Isidore Raisa to marry the Rikrovim of your Chalutasa, and therefore it's a Dinder Raisa. So according to this, the Mishnah couldn't mention no se Krovas Chalutasa. So Rabbi Kiva still agrees, Rabbi Kiva will state that Krovas Chalutasa was a Dinder Raisa. It's a Lav, you have a Mamzer, and the Chum is saying, no, what are we talking about? All those cases are lavim. We only agree that you create a mamzer if you have a kari situation. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe. So comes Rabbi Yosef and says, Hakol, everybody, even if you don't agree that a chiyuv lav creates a mamzer, you will agree that modim the machzer grushasa, which is a lav that have vlad pagum, that the vlad becomes pagum, and therefore if it's a daughter, right? If it's a daughter, she cannot marry a kahuna. Rashi says, "Im yalda bas psula lekahuna kichalala." Because why? Because if the offspring is a boy, the offspring is a boy.
Zichalala.
Why? Why is Rashi specifically that the vlad has to be a girl?
No, because
there's no chalala. There's only chalala. Is there a chalala? We're saying that the vlad is pagan. Rashi says, "Im yalda bas." Psu al kahuna kichalala. What if it's a boy? That if you machzik rishaso. Oh, because the boy, because you know he's a chalala. Yeah. Even the girl, because the boy. Right, okay, fine. Okay. So, mana kol modim. So, who's this? Everybody who admits, right? Who does Rav Yosef come to include? So, the Gemara says, Shimon HaTimni. It's coming to include Shimon HaTimni. The Alpha Gav, the Armor Shimon HaTimni, is going to say later on, Daf Mem Tes, that Ein Mamzer Mechayave Lovin, Nihi the Mamzelo Hade. They have a mamzer. It doesn't create the relationship. Does not create a mamzer, but pogum miyahave. It does create. The concept of pagam. So the Gemara says, "Well, I can learn this out from a kavachomer. The kavachomer me'almana. I can learn this out from kavachomer me'almana. The Gemara is going to try to bring a kavachomer. Then it's going to try to bring three refutations to the kavachomer. Then it's going to refute two of the refutations and be left with the third refutation to mess up the kavachomer. That's just to keep the order in mind.
Pogum is only if you're claiming, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Let's say, machzor grushas, we're not talking about a kohen, we're talking about anybody who
Anyone who does matzah grusha, so
after she married someone else.
Yeah, of course, after she married someone else.
Yisrael, it's not necessarily.
So this girl cannot marry a kohen.
He's not a cholo
because he can't be a cholo because it's not because it's a Yisrael who's doing the marriage. Good, okay. So he says, "Mikal, sorry."
So it's a boy. So what?
Because the father's not a kohen. He's not a kohen anyway.
Yeah. So how is he affected?
He's not necessarily affected.
Oh.
He's not a mamzer, and he's.
Can he marry a bas kohen?
I guess so. Why not? What's the issue? He's not a mamzer.
Yeah, what's it also?
Well, he's pogum, isn't he?
He's not pogum because pogum only applies to that you can't do.
She's not eating truma anyway.
Yeah. Bas Kohen, he's a regular Yisrael.
Yeah,
right.
He's a regular Yisrael. He just has, you know, he's got. He won't put that on his resume. You know that's the.
He's pogum.
Yeah, he's pogum. Yeah, won't put it out. Okay. So he says, we learned this from a Kavachomer Almana. Ma Almana, when it comes to an Almana that marries the Kohen Gadol, right, that is a violation. Nevertheless, it's less than a laf, we say, because She'ein Isur Shavu Bekol. Her Isur does not make her, that it's not us to everybody. An Almana is only us to a Kohen Gadol. She's allowed to marry a regular Kohen. There's only one person in the world the Almana can't marry. Nevertheless, if she does marry a Kohen Gadol, we say Bina Pagum, that her son, it creates Pagam, that her son of that offspring cannot do the avoda, right? Zo the machzer grushaso, which has a much more chomer iser, because it's why she isura shava bakol. Everybody in the world has the same iser. No one is allowed to remarry their former wife who was married in the interim. Eno din shevena pogum. So for sure, her offspring should make a pogum. Kavachomer, if you have the one woman who's only iser, the iser only applies to one person, her offspring become pogum. So the woman who the iser applies to everybody, Kavach Omer, her offspring, should create a pogum. So Gemara is in the now. They have three pirkos, three ways to upend that Kavach Omer. So Ikal Mefrach, we could say as follows. Number one, Ma le'almana shehi atzma mischalelis. No, the almana herself becomes mischalelis. If an almana marries a Kohen Gadol, and then they realize they made a mistake, she herself is mischalelis, and she can no longer marry a Kohen. She's off, right? If her Kohen Gadol husband dies, not divorced, if her Kohen Gadol husband dies, then she's now forbidden to any Kohen. So she herself, that's a much more common relationship, because it's pogame the actual woman. As opposed to Machzer Grushaso, if you're Machzer Grushaso, what extra pogam did you make in her? She's already asked to a Kohen. She's a Grusha. So what happened here? There's no extra chumra falling upon her, right?
Rashi says,
Shekhein, it's a longer Rashi, but it's worthwhile. Shekheini atzum mischalelos. She'im meis Kohen Gadol, right? If the Kohen Gadol wife of the Amana die, husband of the Amana dies, Asura filu Kohen Hedjot. She becomes Asur now even to a Kohen Hedjot. She pashla zeb viyasav asa chalala. She makes her chalala. The ksiv lo yichal azaro. The lo ksiv lo yichal. Lo masha beis chalulum echad lo echal azaro. Right. Oh, another scenario. In Bas Kohen he, if she is a Bas Kohen and she's a Namana and she marries the Kohen Gadol, right? He in Bas Kohen he paslam in a truma. She becomes usher to eat truma now. She herself becomes a cholol. But right, so Tomer b'Masu Rishaso, saved by the case of Masu Rishaso, she ain't he asked mischalelus. She herself was not mischalel by this relationship. The ila mifsla kohen to make a pasul kohen la mifsla b'haya chazar da pasul v'kaimo mishaske irushin. She's already pasul from that. The ila truma lo mitzvah b'hachmi. Learning now, she's not pasul. She hasn't become pasul to eat truma. So there's a bigger chumra on the almana case. So there's no kavachomer. That's number one.
What scenario? She's a bas kohen. You say when could she eat truma? She marries this guy.
She marries the who? The Almana?
No, the Grusha. She goes back to the guy. He's Yisrael or Kohen?
Let's say she's a Bas Kohen.
Yeah.
Let's say she's a Bas Kohen, and she gets divorced.
Right.
Right. And then she gets married to somebody else, and then she goes back to her, and everything, and that guy dies, whatever. She goes back to her for the house.
She goes back to the
her father's house. No, she can eat truma.
No, I thought she's marrying the other guy again.
Yeah, but so he marries her again. Let's say they get divorced again. She that then passel her from truma. If her she's a bas kohen, she goes back to her father's house and can eat the truma. After her marriage relationship ends,
she had no kids. At all.
I guess so. I guess so. The ode, another way to upend the kavachomer, because the pasuk says lo yuch, right? But the pasuk by Max Grushaso. Right? When we say an asr of mashu grusasha, the assumption is she got married in the interim. Otherwise, it's not a case of mashu grusasha. So lo yucha bala rishon l'shal shulcha l'shul l'kasa l'yosol l'isha achrei hasher hu tama. It says ki toeva he. It says he toeva ve'ein baneh toavin. She herself was a toeva. She did something wrong, but nothing happens to the children. So you say, oh, we're going to kavah chomer that the children become pogrom. No, the pasuk says he toeva. Only she is tainted. Her children are not tainted. Number three, v'o tanya, we learn in a brisa, ha-machzik hushasso, so the case of machzik hushasso, v'ha-noseh halutsasso, so that's a lav, right? Machzik hushasso is a lav of lo yuchal bala rishon l'shul v'kacha, v'ha-noseh halutsasso, so it violates the lav of lo yivne as base achiv, and then, because so he did chalutza and then marries a chalutza. Vahanose krovus chalutza. So it's our Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva Omer ein lo bak kedushin. The kedushin aren't even chal because it's a lav. There's no kedushin. The ein tzricha get him menu get. The name tzricha menu get. He doesn't need a get. Vehi psula and she becomes pasul to the kohen. Uvlad the pasul. She can't and her the vlad that she has is also because he's a mamzer. Vekofin also lahotzi and we force a gerushin. I don't know why we force a gerushin if there's no marriage. Basically say. Okay, Kiva says, if you have a relationship that creates a mamzer, then the kedushin are not chal. Okay, that's what Kiva says. But chachamim in this brisa omrim yesh lo ba kedushin. Since it's only an isra lav, there are kedushin utzricha emenu get. In order to get divorced, they require a full fledged get. Hik sheira, she is kasher to the kahuna, right? Uvlada kasher, and the vlad is also kasher to marry. Is not a mamzer. There's no there's no pagam in the offspring.
Why is she?
I guess if he dies. Vihik Sheir al Kuhuna must mean if that dies.
But she got a get.
So either that or it's that she can eat Truma. After the divorce, she can go back to eat Truma. It must be that she can go back. Tosas points that. Tosas points it out. Hik Sheir, Rashi says, L'kuhuni ayri ki demasik haini l'truma. L'kuhuna sirah d'grusha hi. Obviously, he can't go back to him, but he's the truma. So the Gemara says that hik sheira and vlada kasher. So the Gemara says levman. The Brisa says that according to the chamim, the vlad is kasher. What do you mean the vlad is kasher? Lav lekahuna must mean that he's kasher lekahuna. So therefore, you see that there's no that in these cases the machzor grushaso is the machzor grushaso is not pogum. So you don't have the amana, you don't have the kavah chomer.
What's a chola? A chola, for sure. What's a chola?
He's not a mamzer, he's nothing.
No, but he's a chola, isn't he?
Why is he a chola? The father's not a kohen. Uh-huh. Must be the offspring, the daughter. It's the daughter. She's not considered a pkam. So Gemara says, no, the kavan is not that the daughter can marry a kohen, rather the daughter can marry anybody. Lo lakal means that she is muteris to go to the kahal. So Gemara says, ihachi, if the kavan of the brisa teaches us that the daughter is kshira and she can marry anybody, she's not considered a mamzeris, he kshira leman. So what does it mean that she is kshira? That the woman herself is kshira? Ilema lakahal, if it's coming to teach us that she's muteris lakahal, pshita. That's possible she come to the kahal because what? Just because she did a zona is not muteris lakahal? It's not the greatest yichus, but there's not. Psul kahal means from your parents. So she didn't have she's still allowed to marry anybody, except for Cohen.
You're talking about the remarried divorcee.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. How do you make her possible to go to marry a Stam Yisrael? A zona can't marry a Cohen, but.
She's muteris lakahal.
Of course. Yeah. Right. Mishum design if the kahal. Elav lekahuna. It must be talking about the case that she is muterously nasei kahuna. I don't know, right?
You're right.
Why would
you? Must because Tosu says it's. Tosu says. So we just mentioned 2 seconds ago. It's talking about truma. When you say truma, only about truma. That she goes back and she can eat her truma. Umidihi lekahuna.
That we said was by the father's house, not that she.
Can when she gets divorced, she can go back to her father's house and eat truma. And eat truma.
She got married.
Then the marriage ended. So the marriage ended.
Divorce.
So or he died. Umidihi lekahuna. Vlad nami lekahuna. Must be that the vlad is also to the kahuna. So therefore, we're talking about the case. The following case is where you see that. If you machzir grusaso, no se chalutzaso, no se krovus chalutzaso, the offspring does not create a pagam. So what are you telling me that you create a pagam from a kabachomer from amana? And if Bryson tells you it doesn't create a pagam, so Gemara says no. The only reason why you're telling me it doesn't create a pagam is you're telling me just because when we say that the woman is muteris to a kohen, it must mean that the offspring is muteris to a kohen. Why? See, when we say that the woman is muteris, it means for kohen, and the offspring is muteris as kahal. Say zekadisa, zekadisa. Who says they're talking about the same outcome? Midi ira hakadisa, hakadisa. Must be talking about one and not the. So the what we say that the he's kashera, it means that she can eat truma when she goes back to her father's house. And v'hakat isa, we say that her daughter is kashera. That means that she can marry. She's not a mamzeres. She can marry anybody, but she still can't marry kahuna. So we still have the kal v'chomer. So the Gemara, and at least with and this, it doesn't mess up the kal v'chomer. So we have two other mess ups of the kal v'chomer. So the Gemara says hakat na'im misabra, and it makes sense to say hakat isa, because I'll prove hakat isa from the resha from Rabbi Akiva. Because what did Rabbi Akiva say? The Ketani Resha. Rabbi Akiva said that he psula uvlada pasul, and these relationships of these lavs, she becomes pasul, and the offspring becomes pasul. So he psula man, she is pasul to what? The woman. Ilei malikahal. Ever say that she's pasul to just marry anybody in the nation? Right? Why? Mishum dezanya afsi lekahal elalav kuna. It makes her pasul to kuna, meaning she's a mazana. If she was a mazana, so she can't. Again, granted, she can't marry Cohen because she's a divorcee, but she can't even eat truma. Tosis pointed out if she goes back to her father's house. House. And vlad the pasul, so elalav kahuna, so vlad the pasul, her the offspring is pasul leman. What's the offspring pasul to? Ilam al kahuna. If you can say that she's, but she's.
Who's going to Rabbi Kiva?
Rabbi Kiva right now. This is the ratio talking about Rabbi Kiva.
The kids and moms no matter what according to Rabbi Kiva.
You always are putting the cart before the horse. Let's read through it. Let's go again. Hakinami Sabra. The Katani Resha. Right, Kiva said, he psula vlad apostle. So he psula leman. Ilay milakal, she's apostle to the kahal. Why? Mishum Zani, he psula leman. Elav, he's kahuna. Talking about her to the kahuna. And vlad apostle leman. Ilay mil kahuna. If you're going to say the kahuna, but kahal is kosher, but for the kahal is kosher, that can't be. Hamrabi Kiva, vlad mamzer. The vlad's a mamzer. So it must be, elapshita, that are talking about that the offspring is pasul to the cow. So hakad isa, the resha is kadisa, the resha is talking about that she is pasul of the kahuna, and the seifa is talking about vahakad isa, vahatagid isa, that the offspring is pasul to cow, she's a mamzeres. So if the safe resha is a case of hakad isa, so the seifa is also a case of hakad isa. So seifa nami, hakad isa, and when we say in the seifa that the vlad is kosher, that's only kosher to go to the cow, it's still a pergum, and he's still, why is it kapal? Because the Kavachomer from Almana. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So we got rid, we knocked off the third Pircha of the Kavachomer. What about, we have two other Pirchas. The Gemara says, and what about Toeva he? We just mashed that only she is a Toeva. It doesn't affect the offspring. So he Toeva Nami, you can learn differently. He Toeva, they interrupt the Toeva of a Bonet Toavin. When we say he, it's a miut. Who is it excluding? So we said it's excluding the offspring. Say, no, it's excluding her Tzara. Shir Tzara is not a Toeva. Meaning if the master Rushasso and he has another wife and then he dies and both of them fall to the brothers Beyivum, so the Grusho, which was a surah to the Yavam, she doesn't fall to Yivum. But the Tzara does fall for Yivam. Right? But the offspring are to Yivam. What would be the case? Look at me funny. Let's say he's married to woman A and woman B. He divorces woman A. Woman A marries somebody else. She divorces him. Goes back to, or he dies. Woman A goes back to the first husband. So the first husband is again married to woman A and woman B. Then he dies. So these two women fall to Yivam, to the brother. We say that woman A does not fall to Yivam, to the brother, because there was already an Isser to the husband. You can't do. There's no Yivam. But woman B, she's Toeva. But woman B does fall to Yivam. She's not Toeva. Avabanea Toavin. But the offspring of that relationship would be Toavin in that they would be psul to Lakal. They would be psul to Kuna. So we knocked off the second Pirch of the Kal v'chomer. But El Almana Kasha. But we still have a problem with the first Pircha, which says Ma Almana Shekain He Atzma Mishalels. You had a Kal v'chomer, but it's not a Kal v'chomer because the Almana case is not Kal; it's more Chomer because the Almana herself gets a pogrom. So therefore, the Gemara says, okay, we have to retract. Remember, the whole thing was to begin with was that Rav Yossi said that a Masu Rushaso Havlad Pogrom Kahuna. We say no, that can't be the case. A Masu Rushaso, we say the Vlad is not Pogrom Kahuna. Eli Itmar Hachi Itmar. This is how you have to learn it. Amr Rav Yosef, Amr Shimon, Hakol Modim, everyone agrees, Bevaal Chayav Krisus Shavlat Pakam. Everyone agrees that if you violate a Krisus, if you violate Krisus, the Vlad is Pakam. Even if you don't hold what? So everyone agrees what? According to the Chachamim, if you violate Krisus, we say it's a mamzer. So who is this? So what's the case? I mentioned before. Man hakol modim, it's Rabbi Yeshua. The kol modim is Rabbi Yeshua. Because Rabbi Yeshua, who says, the afagav da'am Rabbi Yeshua, ein mamzer mechayavi Krisus, even though Rabbi Yeshua held that there's no mamzer if you have a Krisus violation, nevertheless, meaning he holds it's only created a mamzer if there's a Misa violation, nevertheless, nehi de mamzer lo have, if you violate a Krisus, but pogam yahave. But that offspring, that daughter, would be pogam and she a paguma and she would not be able to marry a kohen. So the Gemara says, wait a second, and we learned this out similar for kavachoner from an almana. We learned out from the almana. Ma almana legodol kohen godol shein a surah shavu bekol bin a pogam isurah shavu bekol ein odin shavu bin a pogam. We have the same case. See the same kavachomer. We learned out just like an almana who the issue is only on her and one man. That's the only issue that you have. Nevertheless, we say the offspring becomes pogam. So too, according to Rabbi Yeshua, where you have these chayuvi krisos, where everyone has his issur, the offspring is going to become pogam. So wait, we just messed up that kavah chomer. Let's mess up that kavah chomer again. V'chi tema mala almana shechein hi atzer mischaleles. Right? Remember that's how we messed up the kavah chomer before. We said the almana is not a kavah chomer. The almana herself is very chamura because she herself becomes mischaleles. So v'chi tema ma almana shekeni atz mischaleles, and therefore we should mess up the kavah chomer. We say hachanami. So to here kevan sheba'ala asaha zona. Right over here, since once he does the bia, once he has bia, Rashi says asaha zona upsul kahuna. In this case, when you have the chiyuve krisus, and she does bia with the chiyuve krisus, she does become a zona. And if she becomes a zona, she herself also gets the pekam and can no longer marry another kohen. So therefore, in this instance, the kavachomer is not messed up. So we say that the halacha is that hakol modim is talking about Rabbi Yeshua shita, that even Rabbi Yeshua, who says that you only create a mamzer by chiyuve misos, he'll agree by a chiyuve krisus, even though you don't create a mamzer, you do create a Paguma. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, we're on today's daf. Zeicha Nishmas, David Meir ben Rav Shmuel, and Zeicha Nishmas, Rav Shmuel Aaron ben Rivka. Shalom Shabbat. Yeah.